come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Hard to believe it's another Wednesday. It's another fight week, too.
Another fight week.
Another fight week in Las Vegas. We'll reach out to Scott Peterson, possibly. I have produced this show three times already today.
Rescripted it?
Rescripted, redone guests, the whole nine yards.
Who got booted? Anybody notable?
I'm not going to say the word booted.
Rearranged.
Asked to come on at a future time. Well, I didn't realize. I was watching my guys last night.
Okay.
They've been doing the Tenors of Rock. Great dudes from all over the world residing right now in Las Vegas.
Little Jimmy,
David, Jonathan, Dan, and Tommy, who's touring with Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, wow.
So he's not with them right now, so it's the four of them.
Okay.
And they go into the desert, okay, and they film a concert, and then they show it on their Facebook page.
Oh, that's cool.
So they're out there right now. I thought I was going to get them sooner. We may get them the second hour. So that's scheduled. David Feldman scheduled to come on today to talk about Mike Tyson.
Oh.
To talk about dates, locations, fights.
Is he announcing it tonight?
He's scheduled to announce. Oh, we say scheduled.
Better tune in, 3:15.
I don't want to jinx it, but we also have someone scheduled in the second hour. A legend.
A legend?
A legend. You know I don't like that word.
You don't drop the L word often.
I would say, at the time, baddest man on the planet. Now, I just talked about Mike Tyson with David Feldman.
Is it Mark Coleman?
It is Mark Coleman.
Mark Coleman's coming on?
Yes. Mark.
If we can schedule it.
It is scheduled.
Do not boot Mark Coleman.
It is scheduled.
Just for your own safety.
It definitely is scheduled. I got to tell you a funny story, and I'm sure you saw it on Facebook.
What do you got?
True story. Okay? So I'm heavily into a dream this morning.
Okay.
Now, I wake up at 4. I toss and turn in the chair, blah, 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 blah. I'm back asleep. I believe I was in Philadelphia for some reason.
Okay.
Okay. And I spent the day shopping, and I spent the day, and I had bags, and I had my backpack.
Okay.
And I tend to carry a little bit of money in my backpack.
Sure.
Next thing I know, I'm in my car, and I drive between two semis. These are the things I remember from my dream.
Okay.
And I never remember my dreams. So I drive between these two semis. When it hits me, I left my packages and my backpack somewhere.
Okay.
I have no idea. So now I start sweating. Holy crap. I left some serious money in that backpack. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
And you know what I told myself in my dream?
No.
I swear to you on my children's lives. I said to myself, dude, just wake up.
Really?
And I woke up. I didn't have to worry about and freak out where all my crap is.
Wow.
I told myself to wake up in the middle of the dream. How about that?
Wow.
I've never told myself to wake up when monsters are chasing me, when muggers are chasing me, when you appear in my dream.
I appear in the dream.
There's been some scary stuff. Yeah. to me, that's crazy. That I vividly remember me telling myself to wake up from the dream.
The next time you're in a dream, can you remember the lottery numbers and then wake up and write them down?
You know, I've said this all the time. All these people that say they're told, I guess my grandparents didn't love me. I guess my dad didn't love me. I guess my uncle didn't love me. Because why are they not giving me the numbers?
Right. Like, leave me a clue or something.
Give me something on here. You know, we're also going to talk about sometime. And Sean threw me under the bus when I said, you know, how many times have we talked about Mount Everest.
Yeah.
And the
Mount Rushmore.
But I said Mount Everest. So he's like, never. I go, you've been on the show when we've talked about it. He goes, no, I don't remember you ever talking about Mount Everest.
Not ever.
How about this one? We've always talked about Mount Rushmore.
Right.
We've talked about wrestlers.
Right.
Who, by the way, Rey Mysterio is retiring Monday. His final supposed match is, you know, and when I was reading his bio, and I'll get back to Mount Rushmore in a second, but when I was reading the bio, it's like he pulled the biggest upset of all, winning the Royal Rumble. Well, he didn't really pull anything. The scriptwriter.
Right.
You know, he slipped a couple bucks to the scriptwriter, and that's how he did it. So we've always talked about Mount Rushmore football players.
Right.
Mount Rushmore wrestlers.
Right.
Mount Rushmore UFC fighters, MMA fighters.
Sure.
And I saw this on Twitter, and I will credit them when I go back and look at it, because I said I would. You know, and you know me, I try not to take from anybody. I am taking this from them. How about this? I've never thought of this, ever. Mount Rushmore of sports athletes.
Of all time.
Of all time.
So it would basically be what occurred on Sunday with the players' match.
Well, no, they're not
there. Whenever you're four.
No.
That's your four right there.
No.
You got the GOAT. You got Tom Brady playing golf. You got Tiger Woods, the GOAT in golf.
All right, let me look. 8 minutes in, and you're the biggest moron I've ever met.
I wouldn't put Peyton Manning on the.
I wouldn't put any of them on.
You wouldn't put Tom Brady as a
definitely not.
Goat?
No, first of all,
who's better in NFL history than Tom Brady?
God, I'm going to poke my own eyes out. It's not who is the GOAT of that sport. And yes, one of those four is on my Mount Rushmore. The four GOATs, the four biggest of all sports, of any sport. What four? Can you do it off the top of your head? What four would you put as the biggest GOATs of sports?
I mean, I would probably have to go with Muhammad Ali.
I can't. Don't look at me. These are yours.
I don't know. I mean, Muhammad Ali, Lance Armstrong.
So cheating doesn't matter to you?
No.
Matter of fact, you like it.
Championships.
You like cheaters.
It's all about winning.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever you got to do to get there.
Okay.
I would put Tiger on there. Just
I would
change.
No,
the
I would.
Sport.
The Tiger was one of my four.
Pete Weber from the Bulls.
No, I would.
Sport.
The Tiger was one of my four.
Pete Weber from the bowling.
Mike Tyson was one of my four. I did Tyson over Ali.
You know, no Rocky Balboa.
As much as I wanted to, as much as I certainly wanted to, and in my opinion, anybody who doesn't put Phelps in the four, they should blow up.
Greatest Olympian of all time.
Well, I think he's one of the greatest athletes of all time do what he did.
Dominant for so long.
But I just kind of thought, you know, this is a cool question. You know, now we've had struggles with Mount
Wrestling.
No, Mount Rushmore. No, I got the other one in my head. You were right, if wrestlers of Mount Rushmore. Try going of all sports.
Of all sports.
Because now you're talking about the GOAT of every sport and now order the GOATs of the GOATs.
Right. Yeah. That's.
And what's unfortunate is, like, my generation is going to obviously peer into, you know, people I saw.
Sure.
People much, much older than me are going to go back to Babe Ruth's and that kind of stuff. Yeah. And youngers are going to go LeBron. And you know what? I'm starting to have my – I think I put Jordan in my four, and I think I'm taking him out.
Yeah.
Because of the most recent.
Just because of the documentary?
Yeah.
Just because you don't like him now?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No, you can't.
You're a media guy.
No, you can't.
It's all about the numbers.
I understand.
You can't.
And I'm glad I said that because I would have forgot my big complaint bitch of the day.
What is it?
It's this whole saga that's on Facebook about Warren Sapp.
Oh.
Now.
So for the people that don't know.
Yeah.
He was sent an email. Or a Facebook message or some sort of...
I think it was a Twitter message,
tweet,
I think.
Okay, and it was a burned jersey, right? Like
okay, let me tell the story.
Was it burned?
Your storytelling is awful.
Okay, go ahead.
So somebody not familiar to Warren, doesn't follow Warren,
okay,
out of the clear blue, said something to the effect of, hey, man, I ran across this incident that happened where a Buccaneer fan's house burned down.
Right.
Including one of your jerseys. Can you replace it? He didn't even say, how about replacing it or something like that.
Okay.
And Warren, being Warren, pretty much told him to pound sand.
Right.
Okay. I guess they've sent it out to a whole bunch of people.
Right. Different players, the same email, but just different name.
Right.
Different or recipients of this message.
I believe Shaq Barrett responded, said, I don't know how quick I can do it, but I'll be more than happy to send something.
Okay.
Warren's comment is, and again, everybody knows where I stand with Warren.
That's your boy.
It is my guy.
He's a pedestal.
Humper. I know the good, and I'm just ignoring you. I know the good, and I know the bad. I know everything. I know a lot. I don't know everything. Okay.
Why is he your guy, though? Like, what is it about Warren? Was it the way he played the game?
Should I finish the story and then answer your question, or do you want me to? I can answer it.
I'd like to know why you before you tell the world about what you did for Warren.
What I did for Warren? I didn't do anything for Warren.
But wait, why is he the guy? I mean, because you know him personally, like because a local? Is it because of the way he played the game? Is it because
honestly, I don't think it's, you know, my feeling towards Warren Sapp necessarily has nothing to do with his greatness on the football field.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't. I mean, you know me. I think I treat and say the same things about other Michael Pittman, Todd Yoder, Todd Washington. You know, the guys that I was tight with, the guys that treated me like a person. And Warren and I have, you know, there's been a time or two. I'm not going to say I deserved it. I'm not going to say I didn't. You know, it's whatever. I believe Warren Sapp is the greatest Buccaneer of all time. I've also said I don't believe Warren Sapp's what he's done off the field has anything to do when you're talking about Warren Sapp, the football player.
Sure.
Just separate the two. You want to talk about a human being. You want to talk about you like him, don't like him, you know, whatever. Warren Sapp has always treated me good,
right.
You know, and I've been respectful of him. Warren Sapp was there when Sean was seriously injured, right. You know, at 11 or in 1999, whatever, however old he was. You know, just Warren's been cool to me. You know, again, I know, I've seen, I get it all. I get it all. Now back to the story.
Sure.
If you know, and I said this to Warren, because I tweeted him or I texted him. I mean, we've talked, I don't want to exaggerate, 10 times since this incident happened.
Sure.
Okay. He even texted me a photo. He was fishing out on the, I'm like, did you catch anything? You know the type of person Warren Sapp is.
Right.
I mean, anybody who's a Buccaneer fan in the Buccaneer chat room, all that kind of stuff, they know Warren Sapp. Matter of fact, they're all talking about all these situations that's happened. You know, everything that, well, this happened in London and that happened and this happened. So you know, why would you still go up to him and say, hey, dude, can I have an autograph?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah, certain people just don't bother, like Eminem, you know, like there's certain people.
If you know. You're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for this. I mean, could Warren be nicer? Sometimes, yes. But in this case, he's like, the guy didn't follow me, doesn't follow me.
Right.
The guy didn't say, hey, Mr. Sapp. He didn't say, please. He did. I mean, it goes back to that autograph, $100 at International Mall. You're asking somebody for something.
Sure.
Wouldn't you go above and beyond your normal set and be a little more polite?
If you said it to all the other players, how do you know it's not a scam? I mean, you know how many scams these pro athletes get of charity events and all kinds of things? So, I don't blame them. I don't fault them.
When I was involved with the Marty Lyons Foundation, we had a couple wishes that were scams.
And who pays for the jerseys that if he did replace it? Is it the Buccaneers, the organization, or is it out of his pocket?
No, it would be in this particular, the guy was in that. I'm making it up because I don't remember exactly. Hey, dude, can you send a new jersey to replace it? This is going to be insensitive to say.
Yes.
What I'm about to say.
Say it.
I don't think the gentleman and his family that lost everything really cares about a Warren Sapp jersey right now. You know what I mean? I mean, they don't need they need money. They need food. They need clothes. They need a Warren Sapp jersey?
No.
I what? God,
but if anybody does need a Fran Hosch Law Group. I'm using it as a do-rag to hold my braids, but these are my face shields. These are like what I've been using for the COVID to protect my staff and to protect the community. And thanks for you guys for coming by today for lunch. And so it's so amazing.
So how many are here? How many people should run down, jump in their cars, and get down here?
Yeah, get down here if you want to meet the Fran Hosch Law Group in person.
Miss them with the vehicle.
But the story I want to tell about this was when this COVID-19 broke out and restaurants were starving, they started buying food at full price to support their customers in the auto ATV world. And so they were calling 2-3 days a week, placing large orders. And it kept me busy when the rest of the world was in quarantine. So much thanks for your support to local business from local. I can never repay you for what you did. And we're proud to rock the hair shields and the do-rag. Well, the do-rag is protecting my braids, Randy Harris.
From me getting to him. Joe, hand me a pair of scissors real quick. All right. Well, do need to hit this break.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll talk about them a little bit more when we come back. Before we talk about Mike Tyson.
This is
Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Back to that same old place, sweet home Chicago. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio. Make sure you watch me fight the Cowboy November 10th UFC on Fox.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Back here at Tour de Pizza.
Which is better, the BMF award or the GOAT status?
Well, who's the GOAT status?
Well, I mean, the MMA guys are going back and forth about talking about GOATs.
Does Mark Coleman somehow get mentioned in that GOAT at all? He's got to be mentioned.
Unfortunately, like, it was an era where
it's too early.
Too early. He was a pioneer. He was like the most dangerous man.
Honestly,
ever.
Honestly, it's one. I don't remember anything. I was talking to Brad Penny earlier today. We were talking about some
baseball
stuff.
Player.
Yeah, and we were talking about the situation and what Snell said, and you know the whole nine yards. And so he goes, and we brought up the Cowboy Cerrone fight, and I had to like fake my way through it because I didn't even remember who he fought. I mean, he told me it was Pettis, but I don't remember the fight.
Right.
I don't remember any of that.
It was
on stuff.
The undercard. It wasn't even on the main card. Yeah.
But I remember vividly the early days. You know, I started covering the UFC at UFC 1. UFC 11 was the first one I physically went to. And there was just that Tom Brady aurora going around as Coleman walked around. Is aurora the right word?
No, aura.
Aura. Mark Coleman just...
He was the baddest dude.
I don't even know how to describe
it. Well, because Ken Shamrock, his nickname was the baddest man on the planet.
Or the most dangerous man.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. The world's most dangerous man.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So what was Mark Coleman? Did he have a nickname?
Mark Coleman was just a badass.
He didn't need a nickname. There's some guys that don't need a nickname.
I honestly, and Mark may have one, but there's certain people. Mike Tyson didn't have a nickname.
Iron Mike.
Yeah, I guess he did, but he didn't need it. He didn't need it. And if he wanted to rip those fake things out of your head, he would do it.
These dreads are now surgically sewn to my scalp, I believe. Well, look, if Hogan gave me the red mohawk, taking it to the next level was my own interpretation of a red mohawk.
Sooner or later, you being called a moron by me is going to get you pissed off.
But. Listen, if you want to see the dreads and all their gloriness, you can go to my Instagram.
I'm not going to, but if you want to plug it, feel free.
Yeah, do you see all the fire comments? People love it. People love it.
No, I'm not.
Love it.
I'm not on Instagram. I know that I have one, but I don't even know how to use it. And I certainly would never go see this silliness.
My most recent post was Trendsetter, and I defined it. And then Joe Foster put a mop head on his bald head, and we look like twins.
Speaking of Trendsetter, seriously. Tree Impressions of Florida came by today.
Oh, okay.
I was mind boggled. That tree has this. That's a this tree. That's a. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're trees. Each tree has a. I didn't know that. This is a red. That's a blue. That has a disease. And you know, I've tried to trim these trees. Sure. He has this one thing. Meow. It was gone.
Right.
Meow.
Gone.
Then he has this thing. I think it was from the Fred Flintstone days, and where you know he could. Take the stump and tear it all up and rough it all. It was crazy.
Wow.
I don't recommend.
So what, are you clearing trees so you can put a pool in?
I'm just clearing trees right now. I don't know if I could ever do a pool because when he took one tree down that was in the back corner, he said, whatever this one tree is, rubber tree, I think it was,
okay,
goes from the front of my house, under the house, around the corner, through the backyard, they'd have to dig up, I don't know.
The foundation.
I'm thinking of putting the pool in a neighbor's yard just so that I don't have to put it in mine. A
lot less maintenance that way.
As long as I don't have to maintenance. But Tree Impressions of Florida, give them a try.
Awesome.
Go to them on Facebook. We're going to talk a lot about them. Quality work, the cleanup. I mean, I've had people, I've come in here and I take something and there's garbage left, you know, by you, the owner.
I have people that clean up for me. See, I'm the artist, and I like to construct nice things, but I leave a mess behind.
You're the artist formerly known as Jack Rum. All right, so let me get back so we can finish on the Warren Sapp. So, you know, they were not polite to him.
Right.
Then they make these comments up about, well, you were in London and you walked right by me. He doesn't know you.
He doesn't know you.
You don't know him. He doesn't owe you anything.
He doesn't know nothing.
And it's not just Warren Sapp. It's anybody. It's any athlete. Right. It's any celebrity. Or it's Jimmy Johnson. By the way, who got caught cheating, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson did?
Jimmy Johnson.
With the weights?
Johnson in the neck car.
Oh, but who had the weights fall off the car?
Well, Jimmy got disqualified.
Okay.
He took second and he got disqualified.
Okay.
Because he didn't pass inspection. But it's anybody. And when you're going to go up and ask somebody for something, that's when you should be extra. Would you please?
Sure.
Could you please?
Right. Extra courteous. Like.
And so now he's this awful. He didn't sign. He didn't this. So it was funny. Somebody posted. It might even have been on Twitter. I tweeted, I just have a question. If you don't like him, if you already know that he is X, why do you continue to ask for an autograph or a picture? Right. Or this? So somebody said, I remember I was 9 years old. I was at the convention center. I don't know if he talked that way because it was all time.
Right. Yeah, that's how they actually spoke.
And I saw him at the convention center, and I said something about a high five, and he totally ignored me. I didn't quite understand. And then Warren responded on Twitter and said, in 6 years, it'll be I told you to F off.
Wow.
How, you know, the, it changes. It continues to change. It continues to change. And then there's people that said some of the nice things he's done. Yeah. You know, he did this. He did that. But it's like anything. But it just it drives me crazy because, you know, I know what kind of person Warren Sapp is. I know not to.
Sure.
You know, anybody who knows anything about Warren Sapp knows don't touch him. He doesn't want to be touched. Right. He doesn't know you. Why right. are you touching him? Here's my favorite Warren Sapp story, and I hope he talks to me after this.
Okay.
Because he may not.
Uh-oh.
I might have told this story. We're at a Rays game, okay. right, which was the worst day of my life. I'm at a Rays game, and I'm in the 100 level behind home plate. I see Warren Sapp up on the big screen.
Okay.
And I kind of find him, and he's sitting right below me in the big expensive seats. And he's sitting, and somebody's sitting right next to him, if yep. I remember correctly. And we start talking, and there's two empty seats. Now, there's more, but there's an empty seat next to Warren and an empty seat next to the other person. And we start talking, and Warren goes, yeah, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, I'm here to try to enjoy myself. They're my seats. I have four seats. That way nobody can sit next to me. Right. I go, Sean, sit there. And he sat on the one, and I sat in the other. And we sat down and watched a couple innings. But it just drives me crazy. You know, it's if somebody comes in and wants a free pizza, would they just come in and say, hey, dude, can I have a free pizza?
Usually.
Well, yeah.
And
that's
it.
What I say, too.
And that's why I always sign autographs. I never turn anyone down.
How many have you signed? Two?
Oh, 4,000.
Two.
Five.
Two.
5,000.
Two. Shut
dude,
up.
Dude, I all the way up the East Coast, I was a star.
Oh, my God, I'm going to throw up. If I would have eaten lunch, I would be throwing it up right now.
I'm going to send my jersey to the kid that burned his house down.
Well, do that. Uh-oh. I was in the storage. I found a jersey from High Line.
No, can I have that one?
No.
No, that's a pretty cool jersey.
It's cool. Daniel.
I want to, huh?
Daniel. That's who it was.
Oh,
it
yeah?
was Daniel and Shane Best. I tweeted him. The High Line fronton just off of Gandhi.
That jersey is sweet.
Awesome.
That's sweet.
And so a buddy of mine said, I used to go there all the time. I loved it. And I said, yeah, I used to go there all the time, too. I bet I went more than you. And he said, I had a great time, you know, gambling. I go, no, I went for the prime rib.
Okay.
And my buddy was the PR guy. So I would go for prime rib. I'd watch some games. And then I'd eat another prime rib.
I thought growing up in Indiana, in the Midwest, that when I moved to Florida, that everybody played High Line. I just thought because of Miami Vice, I thought it was on the opening show credits. I thought that was like the official sport. This is like Indiana's basketball.
Awesome. It was so much fun to play.
I thought that was like everyone. And I haven't played once since I got here.
It's because it's not there. I think there's one in Ocala.
Is there?
I think there is. And there was one in Newport, Rhode Island when I was stationed there. But I remember playing and getting on the court and being told, you know, be careful, you're going to kill yourself.
That's the world's fastest game.
Yeah. Because that ball travels 186
mile an hour or something.
I would think NASCAR's faster.
70.
But
Not depends a game, on though? If they have the weights on it.
Yeah.
It
may not be
like,
a
you
game.
Can slow that car down. Like.
But yeah, Shane Best jumped all over me. He's like, that's Daniel, the greatest American backcourter of all. I got to tell you a Brazil story.
Okay.
Real quick, and then we have to hit a break, and we're going to Vegas.
Hit it.
I guess there's I'm going to assume it's like a brothel.
Okay.
In Brazil.
Okay.
That they've just opened. Well, it's a Brazilian hotel.
Okay.
That just opened up a MMA themed room.
Really?
Yeah.
So you
ground
got
and pound.
Girls in a cage.
And the cage and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Like no biting. Like, is it biting allowed?
Can you biting was never allowed. Groin strikes were allowed.
What were the two rules in the USA, like the original?
There was no biting, no eye gouging, no fish hook.
Okay.
You know, three rules. Yeah.
So they have the same rules.
There's some vicious ground and pound. Speaking of which, Mark Coleman coming up in the next hour.
The original ground and pound.
All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, we'll head out to Las Vegas. Matt Friola, the Steamroller.
Steamroller.
Who will be fighting in a couple of weeks. He's there to corner one of his teammates.
Hometown boy.
And, UT.
Tampa.
University of Tampa.
Stand up, Tampa.
All good. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. Out of love. Got a photograph, picture of Ross McKenna. You're too much. You're the only one I want to touch.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, this is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back to the live Ford Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. A lot that we've done, a lot still to get to. We are still trying to work on Tenors of Rock at the top of the hour. They just shot some more of their, I forget what they were calling their video, you know, bringing up the COVID, rocking the COVID or okay. Something like that.
So out in Vegas, I've never been there, but you said when we were in Red Rocks in Colorado, in Boulder, mm-hmm. You said that the Red Rocks in Vegas like blew it away, like just like acoustics wise, like for sound.
The Red Rock in Las Vegas, which is just outside of Las Vegas, it's not a theater, it's mountains.
Okay,
you know the theater at Red Rock, which by the way is where I saw the video John Tesh, which was
really
pretty impressive. I think Yanni played Red Rock too. I'm sure everybody has, because the Red Rock Theater there is awesome. It's very cool.
Sure.
But the Red Rock in Vegas, it's just, I mean, it's a national park. And you drive through, you can get out, you can crawl around, you can, you know, hike. It's just crazy. But before we get steamrolled, we better go to Las Vegas, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, let's get it in.
One of our guys, he will be fighting shortly, but he's out there with a teammate, Matt Friola. Matt, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, Randy? How you doing, man?
Not too bad. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm out here in Vegas. Just got awesome strength conditioning workout. Now I'm in the physical therapy room getting worked on a little bit. It's awesome out here.
Talk about what it's been like for you. You know, obviously we have fighters on each and every week, whether they have a fight coming up or not. I know that you do have one, and we'll talk about that in a second. How has the last couple months been for you training and really just been to survive?
I was up in New York, and I was scheduled to fight April 25th, and it was rough. You know, up in New York, it was the virus was pretty bad, and I was hearing like horror stories from hospitals and stuff, and then all the gyms shut down, and it was tough to keep training and preparing for the fight, and then finally they canceled the fight about 2 weeks out. And the whole month of April, we were all pretty quarantined. But and then I got tested and I was negative. And then I got tested for the antibodies and I was positive for the antibodies, which was interesting. But as soon as I got tested, I booked a flight down to Tampa, and because Matt Arroyo, my coach down there, Matt Arroyo, said he would open the gym for me down there, so me and my teammate Billy Q could train. So I've been down in Tampa, Florida for the last 2 weeks, really getting my fight camp going again and training hard with Billy Q. And now we're out in Vegas for Billy Q's fight week, so can't complain now.
Talk about, you know, the training that you were able to do, whether it was up in New York or down here at Matt's gym. How different was that? I mean, you still have one of your normal training partners, but I mean, how much did the virus and the quarantine and all that affect your training?
When I was in New York, it was all I was doing really was running and hitting the bag and going to the track, doing track workouts and lifting weights at my house. So when I was in New York, I mean, I couldn't even. It was really tough to put together a real fight camp. You know, I would go to Ally Quinta's garage every once in a while, but there's only so many people you could fit on the mat over there. And once I got down to Tampa, me and Billy Q were getting in the gym, and we were grappling on Tuesdays and Thursdays, sparring on Mondays and Fridays, and then I was getting privates in with my Muay Thai coach Dan Rawlings, and privates with striking coach Bogdan. And, you know, since I've been down in Tampa, we've been in full fight camp mode, and I feel like I'm in fight shape already just from a hard 2 weeks in Tampa training. So I got booked for a fight June 20th. So I'm excited. You know, I'm ready to really push it for these 3 weeks. And then we come back to Vegas for my fight week. So it's all good now.
How different has it been since you got to Las Vegas? You've been to many, but a couple UFC fight weeks. How different has this fight week been already? I know it's only Wednesday. Typically, you know, the whole media, you know, shindig is on Wednesday and Thursday. What has been different so far, and how crazy is it out there?
I mean, coming from Florida, you know, Florida, everything is opening up in Florida. Like, gyms are all opening up and the restaurants are opening up. But coming out to Vegas, everything is a little bit more locked down than Florida. But getting into the fight week, you know, we checked into the hotel and that, you know, everyone's got masks on. They told us, like, right away that you got to have a mask on at all times And then they tested us for COVID right when we got there, checked our temperatures, and it wasn't the cotton swab up the nose. It was like down your throat this time, so that was different. but they're really taking every precaution, and I think it's they're real strict about everything. I think it's the first show back in Vegas, so I think everyone's got an eye on them, and they're really dotting all their I's and crossing their T's and making sure everything is as safe as possible, and they do everything the right way. So, but it's pretty cool, the hotel that they're putting us in, they give us a suite, and they give us our own personal little matted workout room in the hotel, and we still have access to go train at the PI. So it's pretty good out here.
Hey, Matt, so another local guy, Alon Cruz, he fought Billy's opponent on Saturday, the Alpha Ginger, Spike Carlisle. How much of an advantage is that, having a guy that you have access to that's been inside the octagon with Spike?
Hunter.
Billy.
Isn't his name Hunter?
Well, you call him Hunter.
Okay.
But I wouldn't call him Hunter after what, he saw inside the octagon. But what kind of advantage, what kind of intel does that give? I mean, how big of a deal is that, or do you guys just go based on your own game plan?
We all watched that fight, and I think Alon beats that guy 7 times out of 10, 8 times out of 10. I think that Alon might have seen a little that was his first might have had the little UFC jitters, but this guy's good, and because we know Alon's good, and this guy beat Alon, so we know this guy's good. It's really, really, no change besides it's gonna be sweet for Billy Q to get some revenge for our boy Alon.
Matt, let me ask you this: we had Usman on last week, and we kind of addressed, the corner, and now that you're going to be in a corner, how difficult is that? The fight that was in Jacksonville and some controversy, should it have been stopped, should it have not been stopped by the corner? And then I brought up, if you go back to the Tyson Fury fight, where he fired Mark Breland for stopping the fight. So talk to me about just that dynamics of being in the corner, wanting to protect a fighter, but kind of thinking about what would the fighter want to do. What would you want to do if you were fighting?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a tough situation. If you're ever in that kind of situation, I'm by far not the head cornerman in this one. I don't think I'm going to be making any decisions like that, but in the end of the day, you gotta look after your fighter. If you're taking some serious damage, and you don't really, there's not much hope to win. I think it's you gotta look after the fighter in the end of the day. Live to fight another day, kind of thing.
Sure. I cornered Wes Sims down in Miami. I don't remember what organization it was, when he fought Bobby Lashley. And I was ready to throw the towel in, but Bobby Lashley stopped it before I had to. talk to me about, June. What is it? June 20th.
June 20th.
Any idea? We you know who it is, but do you know where it is? Fight Island in your backyard? Where's it going to be?
I think the word on the street is it's going to be Vegas.
Okay.
At the Apex. I think we're going to start pumping these fights out at the Apex. So it's pretty cool that I'm here with Billy Q, and I'm kind of able to go through the whole process out here with him. Kind of just get me, also just make it familiar for me for when I'm out here.
So Matt, does the game plan change with a 25-foot octagon versus a standard 30-foot that they're accustomed to?
Oh, my God, you finally came with a good question. Holy crap.
Record this at the mothership. Please record this.
That's
segment.
A mic drop.
I'm done. I'm out. But does your game plan change with the size of the octagon?
No, not for me. I think you're in there to fight. You got your opponent and the ref in there. And I think it favors a wrestler or a grappler a little bit more with the smaller cage, but I think it's not that much smaller, and most people in their home gyms train in a smaller cage anyway. I don't think it'll make that much of a difference.
When the fight's over, when you leave, are you coming back to Tampa?
Yeah, I'm heading back to Tampa, and then I got a hard 2 weeks of training in Tampa, and then we come back out to Vegas for my fight week.
When you're in that 2 week period, and I don't know because I don't train, all I'm doing is putting more weight on, not taking it off. Do you have a cheat day? Is there a day that, you know, we can hook you and Billy and your dad and everybody up with some pizza here from Torta Pizza?
Unfortunately, no. Not until after the fight. I definitely gotta crack down on this diet. No more cheat days until I beat this guy up, and then I'll be able to enjoy myself a little, and then we'll be eating some of that pizza you got.
Will you be coming back to Tampa after the fight?
Not directly after the fight. I'm gonna head home to Long Island. Got to see my fiance and my family up there. You know, I'm always in and out of Tampa, so I'll be back soon.
All right, so you have to remind me, you have to text me or whatever, so we can take care of that next time you come. I'm going to put you on hold. As always, thank you very much for your time. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you out some more 8-Man Strong, and I want to send Billy some as well.
Awesome, man. Appreciate you, Randy, and it's always good talking to you.
It's good catching up, and we'll get you back on before the fight. I know we only have 2 weeks, but we'll get you back on and talk more about the fight. Matt, thank you very much for your time. Let's put Matt on hold. We're going to hit a break. When we come back, more shenanigans. I remember back in the day with Matt. Good stuff. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. Come on, baby, don't you want.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials,
and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
You're like, do something personalized. Do something, do whatever you want. Like, just say, do the liner and... He said, the ugly man, Randy.
My old trainer over at Tiger's World, Daniel, put something up on Facebook about, you know, people are more worried about friends than saying the truth. And people are more worried about, you know, what people think about them than saying, you know, their true feelings. I'm like, dude, you know me too well. I don't care about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I care. I mean, don't care.
Okay. Well, what else could you do? It's the double champ. You're not going to do anything. Maybe you didn't like it.
I wouldn't have done anything.
Of course.
But I learned that from Carlton Fisk when he did his liner. And he was like, this is Carlton Fisk here, blah, blah, blah. What are you listening for? Are you crazy or goofy or something? It was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
It was definitely. Here's the boys, by the way. Go to Tenors of Rock on Facebook. And they are finishing up their deal. And we hope to have them on at the top of the hour.
Little Jimmy, a COVID-19 survivor.
Survivor, yeah.
Went through it.
You know, I was talking to the guys earlier today at Tree Impressions of Florida. Give them a call at 727-263-9291 for any of your tree service, your yard service. The guys were phenomenal. But we were just talking about stupid people.
Okay.
You know, just the stupidity of the world. Like, I was going to take them to go get lunch.
Okay.
Through a drive-thru.
Right.
He had a long trailer.
Right.
Well, he's not going to be able to get into the drive-thru.
Sure.
How is he going to go to the drive-thru?
Curbside?
I don't think they'll let you just walk up.
No.
You know, and it's kind of like there's been situations where truck drivers, you know, pull over to the side of the road as they're hauling all this stuff all over the country.
Right.
And they can't go through the drive-thru. Hmm. This happened to Jimmy and his wife.
Okay.
So Jimmy tested positive. Jimmy had the virus.
Right.
Sick as a dog.
Right.
His wife, obviously, is taking care of him, has been close to the virus.
Sure.
So she went to one of those, I don't know which one.
Walgreens, CVS,
yeah, it was
pharmacy.
One of those two, one of those pharmacies. And she didn't want to go into the facility because she's been around the virus. So she walked up to the drive-thru and they wouldn't help her.
Wow.
They said, you can't do it.
Wow.
And she tried to explain it. And you think, I'm me? You should see these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have a problem telling you what's they're on their mind. And that's why I love them. It just... Common sense stuff. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what the common sense is anymore. It just doesn't make sense.
Unfortunately, like that thing that just happened in Minnesota. Did you see that?
I've been seeing like the outrage, but I haven't watched the clip. I don't really know what happened. It just seems like excessive force.
Yeah, very excessive.
It was like four cops like subdue one guy and like
put his knee on his throat.
And cut his circulation off and he died, right?
And he died.
Same thing as a martial art. I mean, cut off blood to the brain.
It's
tragic. I mean, that's there's no reason for that to occur.
And what's I guess offensive, because it's awful. It's offensive what happened. But for people to say if you're not offended, who wouldn't be offended by that? It's awful. It's absolutely awful. And I put on my Facebook, and I mean this. You know, I don't say stuff, even though a former football player says I'm a shock jock, which I'm not. I only say things that I truly, truly believe.
Right.
I would like to see electrocutions, capital punishment done in downtowns.
Yeah,
live.
Bring it back.
Bring it back in town square.
Well, you knock off a lot of
people would have second thoughts.
You would knock off a lot of BS.
You absolutely would.
People use turn signals. I mean, no.
I don't use. Hold on a second. I don't use turn signals either, unless there's a car there. Like I pull to go left, and a car's coming, and then turns. I want to chase them. There's a reason I don't carry. For that reason,
we could walk up to a drive-through window and order food. I mean, yeah.
1 hour down. 1 hour to go.
Rules will be relaxed.
We are coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.